I am grateful for your prayers and openness as we continue to walk this mile together. We will continue to live into our ministry priorities, trust that God has spoken to us, and consider what it means to be blessed and broken in this season. This season demands courage, not just from leaders, but from every United Methodist. We need courage to release what no longer serves, to embrace new models of ministry, and to stand firmly for justice and compassion in every aspect of our common life. I am grateful to walk this path alongside you, trusting in your wisdom, faith, and willingness to work together across differences for the sake of God's beloved world. The ambitious goals we've set, whether in team-based leadership, lay empowerment, anti-racism, or resource stewardship, cannot be met by staff and clergy alone. They require the prayerful, active commitment of lay people, ministry partners in every local ministry context. This is work that belongs to all of us to imagine, to build, and to sustain. For we will not legislate our way forward, and we will not pretend that we have all the answers. We will wrestle with tough questions. We will pray and fast. We will study, act, and reflect. We will face the future unafraid together. The gift of our connection is that we do not walk alone. We must continue to nourish that connection so that our shared ministries might flourish and bear fruit for years to come. Together with God's help, we can meet this moment with boldness, compassion, and hope. And as we continue this mile, may we walk it with faith, courage, and the conviction that Christ goes before us and with us.